With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The need to spend a few days ripening fresh pears shouldn't keep you from enjoying these delicious Northwest treats. The time spent is worth the wait. Kathy Stevenson with Pear Bureau Northwest says there are a few key things to look for.
Basically, you really need to know the condition of that pear when you bring it home. So at the grocery store, you're going to lift that pear up and you're going to determine if it's ripe or if it needs ripening.
Stevenson says check the neck, the narrow end of the pear, to see if there's any give.
You can tell at the grocery store what stage they're at, or when you bring them home, if they're ripe and ready, you put them in the fridge. But mostly they're not going to be, so you're going to put them on the counter in a fruit bowl. The most important thing is, when you bring that fruit home, what condition's in it? Am I going to store it to ripen longer on the counter? Or if it's ready, I'll put it in the fridge.
And so worth the effort.
Absolutely. They're so delicious when they're ripe and juicy. Each of us has a different preference for the texture. And once you determine what you prefer, it makes all the difference in the world and you'll end up being a frequent pear buyer for sure.
Stevenson says bananas can help the ripening process.
Absolutely. The banana and, you know, even the avocado and apple give off ethylene. In our older communication, we would say, put them in a paper sack and put a banana in there, and close it down, and you're going to capture that ethylene gas, and that's going to help your pear to ripen faster.
Go to usapears.org to find out more.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.